Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And let us know what your need is today so we can pray for you. Remember, nothing's too big for God to handle. Nothing's too small for him to care about. So don't feel like, oh, it's not important. No, if it's on your mind and bothering you, it's important, and we want to pray for it. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or address, so don't feel like, oh, you know, this is too personal. Well, that's all right. We're not here to embarrass anybody. We're here to pray for you. So unless you ask us to, we will never give out your name. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you text in. 419-240-1937. 419-240-1937. Call or text, email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. We can come together and pray for one another, encourage each other with the word, and encourage each other with prayer. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, and your help to us. And in you, we know we can find the hope that we need, the strength that we need, that by your good hands, you do good things for us. So we thank you. We praise you. We give you all glory this day. Pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God to get our hearts set and ready for prayer. And we've been looking at Matthew chapters 5, 6, as we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount. And I'm talking about what it means to live as God's kingdom people, what it means to live as citizens of his kingdom, and how we're to live right now, because we are citizens of his kingdom. And so we've progressed our way up to verse 38 in Matthew chapter 5. We look at the Beatitudes, which are really an invitation to enter into God's kingdom. And now that we've been entered in, now that we've accepted that invitation, how is it that we should live as God's people? And Jesus is giving us instruction in that. And he's telling us, each of these instructions begins with kind of a, you have heard it was said. He's saying, here's what people say to do. You've heard it said, don't murder, don't do this, don't do that. Jesus is showing what these things really mean and how they what they mean for kingdom people. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. As you heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you, take your tunic. Let him have your cloak as well. And if someone forces you, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. So here we have an instruction from the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now this original instruction was actually meant as a limit on the kind of retribution you could seek. That in giving these instructions in the Old Testament, God was saying, you know, if someone does something to you, you can't, your any response has to be proportional to what they did to you. So if I, you know, slap Jeff because he's getting out of hand, I was like, Jeff can't turn around and shoot me, right? That's not a proportional response. So the Old Testament, if I slap Jeff, he could slap me back, but that would be all, right? He can't slap me back, then knock me down, then kick me in the head and, you know, drop an anvil on my head, like Wile E. Coyote or something. It was meant to prevent the escalation of violence. Right? That was its original purpose. But it was never God's ultimate purpose, right? He was preventing the escalation of violence, but God's ultimate desire, as Jesus shows us here, is he doesn't want any violence. And so Jesus is saying, look, this is what he told you. This is a concession that we made to you. But now a new covenant has come. A new reality is before you. And so I'm calling you to live in a different way in light of that new reality. It was fine to do that. You were following your instructions in the old way. But now there's a new way that's come. A new reality, a new covenant, and demands more of you. Now it's not just enough to be proportional in your response. Now your response must be actively good. So now if I slap Jeff, Jeff's response is to turn the other cheek. Aww. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Let's try this out, Jeff. Let's have a living example of this.
No, thanks.
All right. I tried to have a living illustration for
no
you.
No touching faces.
Oh, that's right. We can't because of COVID. Never mind. All right. But so, but you get it. Now it's saying if someone strikes you, turn to the other cheek. And you're like, wait a minute. And he says, do not resist an evil person. Wait a minute. We're just going to let evil people do evil? We're not even going to try to stop them? What if, you know, what about police officers? Are they wrong? You know, and if someone's trying to shoot somebody to try to stop them, what about, you know, situations like that? Well, clearly when Jesus says, do not resist an evil person, he's not saying just let evil people run rampant and do evil. And he's not saying that we shouldn't, you know, enforce the laws and prevent people from harming others. He's talking here about ourselves. How are we going to respond? So, you know, if someone breaks into your home and wants to kill you and your family, are you allowed to defend yourself under this rule? Yes, of course you are. But he's talking about the insults, the slaps of the world. If they strike you, if they demand stuff of you, if they're being unfair to you, here's what I want you to do. Entrust yourself to me. That's really what Jesus is saying. Entrust yourself to me. If someone does evil to you, turn the other cheek. Don't look to get back at them. Someone wrongs you, you don't look to get back at them. You don't look at how I can get my revenge. Let it go. Turn the other cheek. They want to sue you and take your tunic? Give them your cloak as well. There is a great illustration of this that we can share. It's in the book Les Miserables. And the lead character, Jean Valjean, who's kind of the hero of the book, but at the beginning, he's kind of a bad guy. And he's released from prison, and he goes and he stays at this, he kind of escapes to this town, and he's staying with this bishop. I think it was a bishop. I can't remember. Anyway, a churchman, a clergyman, pastor. And he's staying in his house, and the guy welcomes him in, and he feeds him, and in the middle of the night, Jean Valjean gets up and he steals all the man's silver. And he takes off. So the man receives him and he's very kind to him and gives him, you know, food to eat and new clothes to wear. I mean, he's just a very kind, gracious man. And Jean Valjean repays his kindness by stealing his silver and taking off in the middle of the night. And of course, he's caught. And they and the people who catch him know, hey, this is the bishop's silver. They drag him back to the bishop. And the bishop greets him and says, oh, I'm so glad you came back. Because when you left, you forgot to take the silver candlesticks as well. And he gives him his silver candlesticks. And he tells him to remember this kindness. And that's the key point in the book where that begins the change in Jean Valjean, where he becomes, you know, he becomes a radically different person because of the kindness that was shown to him. Because he took the man's cloak and the man turned around and gave him his tunic as well. You know, that's what it's talking about here. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. You know, a Roman centurion could force anybody to carry his pack for a mile. They had the legal right. They came up to you, it didn't matter what you were doing. You, pick up my pack. And you were obligated by law to carry that pack for 1 mile. Now, you weren't obligated to carry it any further. The end of 1 mile, you threw down the pack, said, here you go. I'm out of here. and they had to let you go. But for 1 mile, they could force you to carry the pack. Jesus says, you carry it too. This is how you're going to greet injustice, with graciousness, with kindness. This is how you're going to turn aside evil. You're going to turn aside evil with good. And you can live this way. You can make these choices because you are now living in my kingdom, and I will take care of you. I will vindicate you. If you need vindicated, I'll take care of it. If you need protected, I'll protect you. If you need provided for, I'll provide for you. You just repay evil with good. That's really what he's talking about here. Repay evil with good. Don't seek to get revenge. Even if it's proportional, doesn't matter. Don't seek it. Repay evil with good. And in doing so, you will disarm the powers of evil. And righteousness reigns. And it's appropriate that tomorrow we'll talk about love for enemies. That he begins this with that and follows the loving enemies, because the two are really intertwined. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It is the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And let's get into your prayer requests. First of all, listener asking for prayer for her 90-year-old grandmother who's in hospice. It's been a roller coaster ride for the family. And they're asking for prayer for comfort and strength for the family and peace to her grandma as she waits her heavenly home. Lord, we do lift this family up to you, and Lord, as her grandmother sounds as though she's, Lord, ready to enter into her rest and enter into the reward of her salvation. But Lord, we know that these final days can be difficult and hard for the family. And so, Lord, pray just for their strength and comfort. They would have these final times with their grandma would be blessed times and joyous times. We thank you for her salvation. And Lord, we pray that the hope of the gospel would be a comfort and a strength to them in this time. And Lord, that even as they face the sorrow of losing their grandmother, Lord, they also are encouraged by the hope of the gospel and the knowledge of her eternal life in you. And so, Lord, we pray your peace, your comfort, and your strength be upon this family at this time. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Another listener writing in saying, please pray for my mom who's having surgery today after fighting infection and complications from a mastectomy last month. She's having a tough time physically and emotionally dealing with everything. Lord, we do lift this listener's mother up to you as she's facing this surgery today. We pray for her physical health, certainly for the surgery to be successful, to get rid of this infection. Lord, that this would accomplish everything that it needs to accomplish, that there'd be no more surgeries necessary, that this would restore that process of healing, and that she would make a quick and full recovery from it. But Lord, we also pray for her emotional health and her spiritual health, that you would strengthen her emotionally and spiritually as well and bring healing to her. It's obviously a traumatic and difficult time and difficult surgery to deal with. And Lord, we pray that you would be there, not just as her physical healer, but as her emotional and spiritual healer as well, and that she would experience your comfort, your peace, and your love in a profound and powerful way. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And then another listener writing in and asking for prayer for the family of Stalker, the Toledo police officer who was killed last week. His funeral is today, and as they lay him to rest, asking for prayer for them. Lord, we do lift up Officer Stalker, his family, to you. We pray for them, pray for your comfort and peace to be upon them as they lay him to rest today. We just pray for his fiancée, his children. I know he has two young children, and Lord, that you would, in this day, that you would come and that they would experience that comfort that only you can bring. We pray for the rest of his family and their as they mourn and grieve. We pray for the Toledo Police Department, as this is now the second officer who has died here in the last 6 months after going many, many, many years without having any fatalities. And Lord, we know it's hard on them and that they too are grieving. And so, Lord, we pray for their strength. We pray for their comfort as well. And that this would, Lord, that even as a city, as we see this, Lord, that we would turn away from violence and turn away from violence as people. And Lord, that there would be peace in our city and peace in our streets. But we pray for Officer Stalker. We pray for his funeral. We pray for the police and the family, and pray your hand upon them. And we ask all this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into the Prayer Closet. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can always get that to us by emailing or texting to prayer@yeshome.com. Or if you need immediate prayer, you can call Monday through Friday to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. Someone here will be happy to pray with you. Or go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button to get connected to a live online spirit coach for a live online chat session. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. We will see you tomorrow.